Yehuda. Now the Gemara Mishum the Abchulhu, because it was changed around with different names. Rashi says to Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda little Rabbi Meir. He learned it the opposite way around, so it wouldn't be enough just to say halacha to Rabbi Yehuda. You would not know what Rabbi Yehuda's shita is. Therefore, he has to explain himself clearly. Tana Rabbanan, Poiseach, when you get an aliyah, what do you do? Poiseach, first you open the Sefer Torah, see where the place is. Veroya, see the place. Grelon, close the Sefer Torah, umavarach, and you make the bracha, Ashabacha Banu. Vechazer, after you make the bracha, Poiseach, you open up the Sefer Torah again, Vekorea, that's the way you read. That's one shita. Dibri Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir shita. That first you have to open up to see the place. Then b'shas the bracha you close the Sefer Torah, and then after the bracha you open up again. Rabbi Yehuda says a little bit different. Toisayach v'roya. True, you have to first open the Sefer Torah and see the place where you're going to read from. Omevorach, and you make the bracha when the Sefer Torah is open. V'karev, and after the bracha right away you start reading. Well, my time with Rabbi Meir. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir? Why do you have to close the Sefer Torah b'shas you make the bracha? So Marin says, could Ula, like Ula. So Yomar Ula, Ula says, Nifneima Omru, why was it said, Hakura Batura La Yisayela Maturgaman? The one that reads the Sefer Torah, the Bakura, he should not also be the Maturgaman. He can't help him out. Now Amol in the Gemara's times used to be a Bakura, read one Pasuk, and then the Maturgaman will explain it over to the people what it means. So the Bakura, he should not be the one that's saying the Maturgaman. Why not? Explaining it. Why not? People should not say Targum Kosabatera. If the Balkari himself will explain it also, people will think that both is written in the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah has the Lashon HaKodesh, and it has Lashon HaTargum also there. And we know it's not that way. So that's why the Balkari should not be the Matargum, the Maturgum. So Gemara Hochinam, the same thing applies here also. When you make the Bruch on the Bruch HaSatera, you should not have the Sefer Torah opened. Today, in order, people should not say, Brachos Ksuvim Batera. People should not say also, if the Torah is open, they'll think you're reading the Brachos from the Sefer Torah, as if to say the Brachos are written inside the Sefer Torah. Therefore, the Sefer Torah should be closed. So, more Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. What does Rabbi Yehuda do, though? For Rabbi Yehuda, Targum Mikol Mitoi. Targum, people can make a mistake. Maybe Taka, the Torah, has inside it the interpretation of it also. Maybe the Targum is written inside the Sefer Torah. That's why the Balkarim should not be the Maturgaman. Of the Brachos, Lekalimitoi. Nobody's going to make such a mistake to say the Brachos are written. So, Drashi, Hakil, Yodim, Shem, Brachos, Suzum, Matera. Like everybody knows, the Brachos have nothing to do with the Sefer Torah. Like if anything at the most, it'll be at the beginning of the Sefer Torah. But not punked every time you get an Aliyah throughout the Sefer Torah, there'll always be the Brachos there, that people don't think that way. So if Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to make your bracha when the Sefer Torah is opened. Yeah. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Masna, Halach, what's the halacha? Poiseach should open the Sefer Torah. V'roya, look at the place. Umavarach, v'kaira. Imamish, leave the Sefer Torah open the whole time and say the brachas and then start reading. For the Gemara of Ulema, let's grab Yehuda. Let him say clearly, halacha, grab Yehuda. Like we're not cheshed like Rabbi Meir Shita. Like you're not supposed to close the Sefer Torah. And once the halacha is, you're not cheshed that people think you're reading from it, Havadim Sam, it's more odif to leave it open. Because if you close it, it looks like you're closing the Sefer Torah. It's not so nice. Havadim, it's better, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you're not afraid people say the brachas are in the Sefer Torah, it's better to leave it open. So let him say clearly halacha Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara, the same teres, Mishum Diavchalu. People changed around the man the Yomim. People said Rabbi Yehuda Shit in the name of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir Shit in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. So if it's time to say Aloha Rabbi Yehuda, you would not know clearly what it means. Therefore he says Aloha is that when you make the bracha, you should leave it open. And that's what's brought down Aloha also, that when you make the bracha, you should leave it open. Therefore, in order to be Yetzibol Shita though, some people either close their eyes, the Shasta make the bracha, they close their eyes, like it's not looking like you're reading it inside, or else some people look on the side. If you look on the side also, people see clearly you're not reading the brachas from the Sefer Torah. But the Ikra didn't like Rabbi Yehuda, I say that you should not close the Sefer Torah. You should leave it open. They should point to the place and leave it open. Aye, but this chashash, so you have one of these two etzes. Either close your eyes, it's brought down, or else look a little bit to the side. Right. Omer Rabbi Zera. Omer Rav Masna. Ha luchois v'habimois ein behem mishum kedusha. the luchos and the bimus and the sefer Torah that Rashi aluchos lo yadati mahin. I don't know what the luchos means. Like we know Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the luchos, but that's not what we have in our shul. We don't have the luchos in our shul. And it says ain demishun kedusha. Now it doesn't mean the sefer Torah either, because the sefer Torah avada has kedusha. So Rashi says he doesn't know clearly what the Gemara means. Haluchos leyadati mahin. V'yesh meforshin hein asuyin lisvarim shalonu sheinam asuyin begilyin. It's not like a regular sefer Torah. It's not written begilyin, but rather maybe a box that's made to put the chumashim in there, like our chumashim. That's what the luchos was. Is v'habimos shrashi shayoisin lemelech. The Parshas HaMelech, the Amin of Masech Tesoita, used to make a special bima for the Melech to read by Mitzoyish Sukkis, to read the Parshas HaMelech. Also, it didn't have any, this doesn't have any Kedusha. Vaisos was only made one time to be used then. It's not really Kedusha, it just stands on it, just uses it. That itself doesn't have, it's not called Tashmishi Kedusha. Omer Rav Shatiya, Omer Rav Yechanan, HaGoylo Sefer Torah. Whoever makes Galila, Sorach Shiyamidenu Alatfar. But Bashas, you make the Galila, or here, according to pick up the Sefer Torah, it should be Alatfar. The part that's sewn together, it should be like the parchments. You should pick up the part, and you should always roll it to the place that the parchment is sewn in the middle. And when you pick it up, you should see that you have two pieces to the parchment. That's called Alatfar, where the parchment is sewn together. So Rashi Yemedenu al Atfar, Kineged Atfar, Shasham Ro, Lahat Kayofam. That's where it'll be very strong that way. So when you pick it up, you shouldn't be afraid to save a Torah. You rip the save a Torah. The Pashal is convenient to keep the save a Torah strong in place. You should make sure every time you make Hagbom that the Tfar, the sewing part, should be in the middle. The Yom Rav Shvatiya, Yom Rav Yechanan, Hagolo Sefer Torah. Goylo mi bachutz, v'yein goylo mi bifnim. You goylo on the outside, and not on the inside.
Now the Rosh explains this Gemara, and that's the way the Mechaber also paskens like this, is that when we make Hagba, even though the purpose of Hagba is to show the Ksav, to show the Sefer Torah to everybody, the Ksav itself should not be facing everybody else outwards, but rather the Ksav should be facing the person that is picking up the Sefer Torah the way we make Hagba. And then he also says, Ukushu Mahatkoi, when you want to like wrap after you make Hagba, then you girdle, you tie the Sefer Torah together, you roll it together, and now you want a Mahatkoi, you want to like put the girdle around the Sefer Torah, is Mahatkoi Mibifnim, you should do it inwards, V'yeinu Mahatkoi Mibachutz, and you should not have the knot on the outside. So also, I think the Rosh and the Mechaber explain like this, that when you're making when you're putting the gartel around the Sefer Torah, the knot should be facing inside. In other words, when you open up the Sefer Torah, it's very easy to take out the knot, and you won't have to turn the Sefer Torah upside down on the back to be able to open it up. Well, in the Mechaber it's mashma that the pshat is that at that time, the Gemara's time, the one that made Hagba, he himself used to be girdle and tie up the Sefer Torah. So you should not start putting the knot like on the inside, because we're afraid maybe the Sefer Torah would fall outwards. Therefore, you should start on the outside in order to be able to have a good grip to hold the Sefer Torah. But they say that when we make Hagba and Galila today, you don't have to be makpid, because somebody else is tying up the Sefer Torah. Yeah, now, v'yomer ha-shrat yomer ha-b'yechanan, ha-sorah shakoro ba-torah, 10 people read the Sefer Torah, is ha-godo shabhem gudlo Sefer Torah. The greatest one has the schus to make Hagba. And Hagoylo noito schar kulam. The one that does make Hagba, he gets the reward, connected all of them.
And Hagoylo is noito schar connected kulam. Noito schar kulam. The one that gets Glila gets Hagba, he gets schar connected kulam. Hagba. Glila says Hagba, it means Hagba. The Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Asara shakara batoira. Ha girlo sefer Torah kibble schar kulam. For the Gemara schar kulam sagadaitach, aleima kibble schar kneged kulam. He doesn't take all the other ones' reward. Whoever got an aliyah, have either got rewards for their aliyah. Just means your reward is kneged all of them. The Yomra Shvat Yomra Yechanan. Minayin shemishtam shem abaskil. How do we know you have a right to use a baskil? So Drashi, mishtam shem baskil, in beliboi lahaskil dover. You started to do something. For Shoma Kil, or Hina Lav, you made up in your mind, you don't know if you should do it or not. And you hear a voice saying yes or saying no, Holach Achrov, he should listen to this voice. The Enkan Nishom Nichosh, it shouldn't be a Shiloh from Nichosh, you're listening to Stam the different Ruchais. No, there's such an Indian allowed to be Mishtamish with a Bavkir. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Biyoznecho Tishmano, Dovim Yacharecho Lemer.
That your ears should hear a word behind the saying. In other words, if you hear something saying, you're allowed to listen to it to the Baskel. And the Gemara says, V'hani mili, one of these said, Tishoma kol gavra b'mosav. If you hear a man's voice in the city, for kol issa b'davra, and a lady's voice in their fields, v'hu diyama hin hin, v'hu diyama lav lav. It has to say yes yes, or it has to say no no.
To a Baskel. V'yamra shvat yamra b'yichden.
Whoever reads the Sefer Torah, B'loi Nima, Rashi says, G'goin Tameh HaMikrois, he doesn't read it with a good Tameh and with a good Shrup, or else V'shoine B'loi Zimra, he like learns Mishnayis without singing it the right way, and Tosis says he used to sing the Mishnayis in order to remember it better that way. He's all about Kosov Oimer, V'gam Ani Nosati Lehem, Chukim Loi Toivim. I also gave him things that are no good. So in this, the Gemara says, "Maskev lo abaya, mishum delo yadi liv sume kolo." Because the person can't use his voice the right way, he can't sing the right way. Is mishpatim lo yichyu behem? Korizbe, you say this pasuk of like lo yichyu behem, they will not live with these things. What's so bad? So Gemara says, "Ela kud Rav Mesharshi." This pasuk goes like Rav Mesharshi says, "The yavash nei tamidi chachomim ha yoshvim birachas." If you have two tamidi chachomim living in one city. Like they don't talk in learning one to another, they don't work together in learning. Torah is aleim akosav oimer. On this, the pasuk says, "V'gam ani nosati lehem chukim loy tovim u'mishpatim lo yichyu behem." This is a terrible thing. For this, mishpatim loy tovim, chukim loy tovim, mishpatim lo yichyu behem. They won't live with these mishpatim. And Amra Parnach, Amra Yechanan. Whoever holds the Sefer Torah when it's not covered, in other words, when it's bare, with his hands he touches the cloth, the parchment of the Sefer Torah, is nikpar orim. He'll be buried also uncovered. For the Gemara, orim sagadaita, like why should he be buried uncovered without tachrichim? Elaim, what means to say nikpar orim b'lo mitzvah, so he'll be buried without mitzvahs. For at the Gemara also, b'lei mitzvah sagadaitcha, like why would you think he'll be buried without having any mitzvahs? Just because he did this one thing wrong, he touched a Sefer Torah. He's called buried without any mitzvahs. Elo Amar Abaya, nikva orim b'lei oisim mitzvah, be buried without this one mitzvah of not giving cover to the Sefer Torah, not to touch it with your bare hands, to touch the cloth itself. Amar Rabbiana brei de Rabbiana saba, mishmet Rabbiana rabba. That mutav tiglal hamitzvachos v'yal yiglal sefer Torah. Now, when you make a lila, when you're rolling up the sefer Torah, it's mutav tiglal hamitzvachos. You should roll up the covering of the sefer Torah around the sefer Torah. Because after you first make lila of the sefer Torah, then like roll around it the mitzvachos, the covering of the mantle of the sefer Torah. But v'yal yiglal sefer Torah. So Mechabit says it means to say that while you're rolling up the Sefer Torah, you should not use the mantle in your hands. And it's not covered HaTorah to like wrap up the Sefer Torah, to be girdled with the Sefer Torah when you're holding the covering in your hands, like you're wrapping it up, you're rolling it together with the Matfachas in your hands. That's not nice. For Yal Yiglo Sefer Torah, you should not be girdled with the Matfachas, with the mantle. Right, the pasuk says, "V'yidabe Moishes miadi Hashem al bnei Yisrael." It's mitzvason shiyokurin oison kol echod v'yechod bezmanay. There's a mitzvah that every single yomtiv you should read the parshas of that yomtiv, each one bezmanay at its right time, like b'pesach about pesach, sukkos about sukkos, each yomtiv by itself. So Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this: Moishe tikun lehem li Yisrael shiyoshoyalin v'dorshim binyone shoyim. They should be shoyl ask and learn about the nyonim of the yoim. That means hilchas pesach v'pesach. On pesach itself, you should learn hilchas pesach, hilchas atzeres be'atzeres, and hilchas chag b'chag. You should learn hilchas yomtiv about hilchas yomtiv, sukkis hilchas sukkis on sukkis. So Rashi learns like lomo hutzrech lichtoiv kan v'da b'moishe v'chikol ha mitzvos kulin lo yomrun moishe l'Yisrael. Mal v'yedabe Moishes me'ade Hashem abnei Yisrael. B'lamed comes to teach us shoyim edaberi mohim hilchos kol moyed moyed bezmanen. Moish used to talk with them and teach them on every yomtiv the inyonim of that yomtiv. Loydia chukei lekim v'toyroisa v'kiblu v'kimu schar hamitzvos aleim v'yabneim bezeh. That they will learn the mitzvahs, they knew what to do, they will call upon themselves to do the mitzvahs for them and the children to come. Yehadrin alecha b'nayir oslikolo mesechta megillah.